expansion of Washington, D.C.'s Metro Rail system is in question. A proposal for the Purple Line, which will run between Montgomery and Prince George's counties, is being considered. One of the areas impacted will be the Capitol Crescent Trail. It is a shared-use, off-road trail spanning Georgetown and Washington, D.C. to Silver Spring, Maryland. Straight Up Urban Voice sophomore Lila Bromberg of the Field School in Washington, D.C. reports some Capitol Crescent Trail users and nearby residents are concerned about disruption to the public path.
Hogan killed the Purple Line!
Chevy Chase resident Marsha Francis, who lives along the Capitol Crescent Trail, is clearly one of the opponents of the Purple Line proposal. Talks to construct the new line have been underway since the early 2000s. It would be 16 miles of track and run from Bethesda to New Carrollton, Maryland, connecting to the red, green, and orange lines. While some residents are concerned about the hefty price tag, others are worried about the disturbance and environmental damage the addition will cause to the Capitol Crescent Trail.
You're going to have a train and a pathway next to it with the renderings that MTA have come out with, you know, show a little green strip in between, maybe some plantings, but the way that it's been described is that you couldn't have any overhanging trees, so all the trees have to go.
Ajay Bhatt is the president of the Friends of the Capitol Crescent Trail organization. It is one of the groups opposing the Purple Line proposal. He says the group's main concern is keeping the trail, commonly used for biking, walking, and running, intact for generations to come.
Certainly, we are advocating for preserving this as a park. It's frustrating to think about the possibility of it all being sacrificed for a project that I don't think is well thought out and I don't think is worth the money, especially when there are other things that we can do with that money for transit.
Among some of Bhatt's suggestions are an improved bus system and expansion of Capitol Bike Share. On the flip side, proponents for the Purple Line argue that it will create a more efficient transit system and encourage economic development. Purple Line Now representatives were not available for an interview, but the group's website claims that the light rail will decrease travel time significantly for tens of thousands of transit riders and create thousands of jobs. Friends of the Capitol Crescent Trail's Ajay Bhatt says that's not enough, and so the group is taking legal action.
We've sent a letter of intent to sue the state of Maryland, and at the same time, just recently, the state MTA has notified the court that they plan to join the Fish and Wildlife Service and the FTA as a defendant in our legal case against FTA and Fish and Wildlife Service.
The legal case could play into Governor Hogan's decision. He has postponed an announcement that originally was expected in May, keeping proponents and opponents of the Purple Line in suspense. Lila Bromberg, Straight Up Urban Voice.